This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up and happy Friday. Welcome in. We're Grant and Danny, and you are listening live to 106.7 The Fan. We are out and about today, out west in Manassas at Uptown Alley. This place is really cool. There are lanes for you to bowl. There's laser tag. There is an arcade. There's a mall here and a really, really nice cool bar with great drinks and food. And oh yeah, we're here too talking about football all day long from 2 to 6:30. Come on out to Uptown Alley in Manassas.
I thought you were doing a bit. There actually is laser tag. I think I made a joke. This place has everything. It's like a one-stop shop. You want to bowl, you want to play arcade games, you want to eat delicious food, watch your sports, hang out, good restaurant. It's got everything. And I'm like, oh, good joke, Grant. They have laser tag also. I literally just looked up and saw the sign for laser tag for the first time. There's an entire laser tag thing here.
I haven't played laser tag in a while, but when I got here, I wanted to play laser tag really badly.
Yeah.
And we've got two members of our promotions team. We've got an engineer and then me, you, and Toby. We should have done three-on-three laser tag before this show kicked off. I haven't done laser tag since I was at a birthday party when I was like 14.
Name something really fun. I'll start. Laser tag.
Name something really fun you haven't done in a long time that used to be awesome. I'll start.
Ooh.
Laser tag.
Ah, I beat me to it. That was going to be my answer.
You can bowl as well. You like arcades? Who doesn't like arcades?
Seriously.
I get out here and I always text my wife and say, bring the kids. Let's do this thing. Let's have a family day at Uptown Alley in Manassas. So come on out. We're going to be here until 6:30. We're giving away Wizards tickets on the show today at 3 o'clock and at 4 o'clock. So you'll have a chance to win tickets to go see the Wizards by listening to us right here on The Fan. Bill Bender covers college football. I want to ask him about James Franklin of Virginia Tech. We didn't talk about this, but Mike Loxley is safe at Maryland despite a disastrous season. He will be back with the Terps. We'll ask Bender about that. JMU is ranked as a big game with Washington State this weekend. We could discuss that and the rest of the slate in college football on a Commanders bye week weekend with Bill Bender coming up at 3 and then our Beltway Blitz at 4. We're giving away the second batch of those Wizards tickets. But, Danny, I want to start with last night. There was a lot of good sports to consume. Nationally, you had Thursday night football, and here we go again with an upset. Whatever you think's going to happen on Thursday night football, just assume the opposite is about to take place. The Bills lose in Houston to the Texans. Final was 23-19. This was not just the Texans. This was the Davis Mills-led, C.J. Stroud-less Texans. And yet, Buffalo, two picks of Josh Allen, eight sacks of Josh Allen.
And it felt like more than that, too.
They couldn't get out of their own way offensively. They scored on their first drive. They didn't score another touchdown all night long. Just like that, Houston is off the mat. They're 6-5. They got a real shot moving forward to make the playoffs. And the 7-4 Bills have lost two in a row, 3 of 4. They're in a bad way.
So I kept beating this drum. And congrats to Houston Texans, Darius Dameron. You know, he's a major Houston Texans fan. He's a mark, as they say.
He called his shot yesterday on the show. He said the Bills and Josh Allen rarely play well at that stadium that gets renamed every 2 years. I think it's NRG.
Reliant NRG Stadium at Houston, should be the Oilers' field.
Texans Dameron was on to something.
He smelled. Yeah, listen, this is an elite defense. Them and the Broncos are very similar teams.
Yes, I agree.
Right? This is a top flight, championship caliber, that good defense. And their offense struggles. Again, who am I talking about? Now, Denver's gotten more heroics. They've gotten some breaks. They've won some of these close games that Houston has not won. Right? They lost by a field goal to the aforementioned Broncos. They lost a one-score game to Tampa by a point. A remarkable comeback in that one. They lost a one-score game to the Rams. Lost a one-score game to the Jaguars. This has never been a bad team. Their offense is struggling, and that's the story, because of the renaissance of a couple years ago of C.J. Stroud and company and Nico Collins and everybody bursting onto the scene, and that was what got all the headlines. But this defense has kept them in a million games. They are a pain in the butt to play against. And again, they are limited offensively. That's not a high-ceiling team, but they are good enough to beat some people, and it's finally kind of come back here as they've won. What is it now? Is it like 7 of 8 or 7 of 9 games to revitalize their season?
DeMeco Ryans is also a really good head coach and certainly a leader of men type. You know, one of these guys that's going to batten down the hatches when the going gets tough and players respond to. And you've seen that with them this year for sure. But what I was thinking about as that game ended last night was the AFC playoff picture not only feeling wide open, but we might have some new blood.
It's a little muddy, isn't it?
Coming out of the AFC this year. Because forever it's been the Chiefs and the Bills, and if Joe Burrow's healthy, the Bengals, and then kind of everybody else. That's kind of been the entering the season thought. I would throw the Ravens maybe
into
Ravens
that
mix.
Ravens have been in that club. Like, who's going to lose to the Chiefs, basically?
13, 14 wins most years. Lamar Jackson's an MVP candidate. But look at right now. The Chiefs are 5-5, not currently in the playoffs. The Bills are 7-4. They're 6th in a conference where 7 teams get in. Lost 2 in a row, 3 of 4. The Ravens are 5-5. They're 10th in the AFC. They're climbing fast, but they're not in the playoffs right now. Those are the teams we're talking about. The Bengals, who have the other of the MVP-type quarterbacks, Burrow's been hurt all year, are not going to make the playoffs. So in place of those teams like the Chiefs, who, by the way, are probably going to get in, and now the new thing this week is everybody saying they're better this year than they were last year. They're looking up the offensive numbers to justify that. I don't think that's completely wrong, but do people realize they're 0-5 against teams right now that are currently playoff teams? 0-5 in 5 games this year.
Yeah, their schedule's been really arduous, and they have not – I mean, last year they won every close game. That's not hyperbolic. They won every close game they were in the regular season. This year I think they've lost every one of those. So the regression is powerful, and we're acting like, what's the deal? That's all it is to me, is a simple statistical evening of what is generally unsustainable, which is winning one possession games.
Their only win this season against a playoff team, I guess, so they're 1-4. I think I said 0-5. But their one win was against the Detroit Lions, who are currently in. But they're 0-5 in, you know, the, or 5-0 rather, in the non-playoff matchups that they've had. So it's very much a binary. Do they play a good team? They probably lose. Do they play a bad team? They win. But right now, this moment, they're not in the playoffs. The Bills, we've talked about. The Ravens, we've talked about. So who's there? Well, here's your new blood. Hard-charging Denver. The Broncos right now are the number one seed in the AFC. And everyone wants to belittle them because of their offense and Bo Nix. But they just beat Kansas City in a show-me game. In a game where we heard all week long that was the biggest regular season games played by Mahomes in his career. That him and Reed together, they haven't had a regular season game that important in terms of trying to win their division. And Denver, toe-to-toe with them, beats them. By the way, the Broncos have not had a playoff win in 10 years. They're 9-2. You want some new blood. Who's the 2 seed in the AFC? The Patriots. New England has not won a playoff game, believe it or not, in 8 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. Because the last playoff game I think Brady played in was that pick six against the Titans. Then they went a few years where they didn't go. Then they got there once and Mac Jones played okay and they got blown out by the Bills. And so they haven't won a playoff game in nearly a decade. They're 9-2 in the 2 seed. The Colts right now are the 3 seed in the AFC. They haven't won a playoff game in over 7 years. They're 8-2. So you've got Denver, New England, Indy, 3 teams nobody thought would be in the top 3 in the conference. The number 4 seed in the AFC is the Chargers, who have not won a playoff game in 8 years. They're 7-4. I don't think they finish there, by the way. They're going to fall back to the pack. But right now, this moment, Danny, buy or sell, there's a new team coming out of the AFC, and it's not going to be the powerhouses, Kansas City and Buffalo, who are leaking some oil.
I'm still holding out that it's the old guard and a lot of these new whips, you know, whippersnapper upstarts aren't quite ready for prime time yet. But the data's not in my favor. That's not based on evidence.
Let me make this the poll of the day.
You know what I mean? That's based on the I'm not going to update my file just because I have some priors. That's what it feels like.
Darius, post this on Twitter as our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day. And the question, I think, and I'll pose it to you now, Danny, to kickstart it. I'm giving you Chiefs, Bills, or the entire AFC field. Do you take Buffalo, Kansas City to come out of the AFC, or the entire rest of the field?
Chiefs, Bills. And it's again, not based on evidence.
It's based on Mahomes Allen.
It's based on those two guys. And it's based on a track record. It's based on deposits. Again, I think I've got this right. My 7-year-old has basically seen 1 year where Pat Mahomes wasn't in the AFC title game. And he didn't really see it. He was just a baby who couldn't talk or walk or do anything else. Every other year, that's happened. His entire life has been one thing. And the idea that that's just over now, I'm not accepting it. Kansas City is still not in a good spot. I'm not telling you they are. Would you want them, after ripping off, let's say for the sake of argument, a 6-1 stretch to end the season against a couple of mediocre opponents, by the way, which they absolutely have a chance to do. Tough one this weekend. But if they rip off 6-1 to end the year and are the, call it the 5 seed or the 6 seed, going on the road a couple times, would you go, oh, yay, it's the Chiefs? You'd be terrified. Everybody would be. They're still, to me, the king, even though they've got food poisoning, they've taken on some water.
Go vote on that now. Facebook.com/Grant and Danny in our poll of the day. On Twitter, it's the G&D Metropolitan Moving and Storage question that we're asking you. Local, long distance, residential, commercial. 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. Here's what's crazy is I think I'm going to agree with you. Yeah. It's just one of those, until you drive a stake through them, they're going to keep coming back. And nobody really has. Now, if you ask me right now, can the Bills get to the Super Bowl? I would say definitely not.
Just doesn't feel like it.
Their defense is bad. Last night, their pass protection looked bad. And if we're being honest, Josh Allen, who played, I thought, a bad game, has had more of them this year than he's had over the last couple of years. And I'm a mark. I love Josh Allen. He's one of the best in the league. That was not pretty. He clearly got flustered. It just didn't go well yesterday. The Chiefs, though, are the team, comically, because they're not in the playoffs right now. They're 5-5. They just lost again to the Denver Broncos, that I look at and I go, that's a good enough defense. They're better on offense than they were last year. They're more explosive down the field. When it's all said and done, they're going to be fine. They're going to win playoff games, and Mahomes is going to do Mahomesy things in January. But be curious to see what that poll says. Before we move on to Alex Ovechkin's hat trick in the Capitals, we had another Al Michaels moment last night that was not great for those of us who want to enjoy the game thoroughly. There's a 4th-and-27 play last night. I say this again. 4th-and-27, man. And a hook and ladder. I tweeted about the hook and ladder play, and I got 30 people yelling at me that it's hook and lateral. Sure, you can call it that if you want to. It's a hook and ladder. That's what the play is called in my playbook. But anyway, Al Michaels called it first like he'd never seen a hook and ladder. Second, like he just wasn't able to keep up with the play. And third, like maybe just vision-wise, someone stood up right in front of him in the middle of the play and he didn't see it. I don't think that's what happened. But it ruined one of the plays of the year last night on Amazon Prime. How amazing is a 4th-and-27 conversion? I ask you.
It was brilliant.
Scale of 1 to 10. How amazing is it if a team playing for it the game, down by 4 with the ball, converts a 4th-and-27?
I mean, that's a 9.
Okay.
It's one shy of the game-winning touchdown at the wire.
How about if they do it on a hook and ladder?
Lateral or ladder?
Yeah. How often does that happen, by the
Very
way?
Very rarely is the
Once
answer.
A season, would you say?
Perfect call, perfect time. They got the coverage. I mean, everything about it is perfect. It's unbelievable.
Oh, not once a season. Once every 5 seasons or 10 seasons.
Maybe.
No, probably not. Maybe once every 12 seasons.
Maybe.
A 4th-and-25 or more on a trick play hook and ladder happens, and the team driving to win the game converts it and stays on the field. Mm-hmm. And this was how it sounded last night on Amazon Prime.
Four-man rush again with a spy. And then you got a lateral, and it's going to be inside Texas territory with Shakir.
Ruined the play. Ruined the experience. That should have been such a momentous, amazing, brilliant broadcast moment, and it didn't become that. I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I'm watching. Oh, that's tough. There's got to be some knob, right, that you just sort of you turn it in the up direction.
You
go clockwise with it and just raise up a little.
You got to find a way.
Find a gear.
To get up for the big moments. And that's not even just like the biggest moment of that game. That's a Pody kind of moment. That's a play candidate.
I mean, imagine Kevin Harlan speaking about it. You know what I mean? Just in that unbelievable voice, just like a machine gun, bop, 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 with all the points. Throw across the middle. It's caught. Lateral, Shakir, blah, and he's going crazy as he's calling the play, rising to the moment. The moment. It's a big moment.
You would have enhanced the moment if that were the case. Speaking of enhancing the moment, the Capitals finished off a 24-hour period where they played two games last night, and they scored 15 goals.
Now, that seems like a lot of goals, 7.5 per game.
Seven in game one at home, Capital One Arena win over Edmonton. They hit the road to play Montreal last night, and they won up themselves.
Yep.
They scored 8 goals. They got a couple of the kids going. Ethan Frank had a big night with multiple goals last evening. But the story was Alexander the Great. Alex Ovechkin, the great 8 last night, for the 33rd time in his illustrious, unprecedented, unfathomable career, delivers a hat trick for Washington. The first on a set piece on a faceoff, 1 second into the power play, 1 minute into the game. The second on a wrister that was awesome late in the third period to put the game to bed. And then the third, an empty net goal. On the night last night for Alex Ovechkin, so many new historical achievements, but it was memorable, and you heard it all right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Slavkovsky has it at the red line. He's just waiting for Leonard to come off. He does. Here come the Habs, and a shot here on Lindgren, and a save as Caulfield got it away. Ovechkin's going to turn. He fires. He got it. It's a hat trick. Oh, my. Alex Ovechkin finishes off a hat trick here in Montreal. How about that? He picked it up in between the dots, right in front of Charlie Lindgren, and slides it the distance, and a few hats making their way onto the ice here at Bell Center.
So here's some of the notable anecdotes from last night's game. Alex Ovechkin now tied for fourth all-time in Hatties with Brett Hull with 33. He becomes the sixth player to tally a hat trick in his 40s, which I think is a crazy number, by the way. Six guys have done that.
That's surprising.
Pretty wild.
Yeah. I guess different eras where guys were skating around without helmets on.
Sure.
Maybe somebody did it.
Goals 905, 906, 907 for the grade 8. He now holds the all-time record for goals with a goaltender in the net. So for all of you party poopers who were whining all of last season all over the country
about
empty net goals, even though Gretzky's and Ovechkin's were pretty comparable, and he didn't even surpass them until most of the way through last year. He's now scored more goals with a goaltender in the net than anybody else in history as well. He also cracked the NHL's all-time top 10 in points, and he has now scored on 185 different goaltenders in his career. I wish he did the thing that Miles Garrett does. I don't know if you're familiar with this. But Miles Garrett at his house, you can imagine he's got a large home, and he's probably got a big yard, too.
Plenty of space there, yeah.
He does this bit. I don't think it's just at Halloween, although that's when I see the picture every year. I think it's year-round, where he has an actual gravestone, not like real, but like these fake gravestones made with the names of every quarterback he's ever sacked, and they're put up in his yard. So as
does he do one for – like he has had a 5-sack game this year and a 4-sack game,
right,
which, by the way, is under talk.
So there's be one headstone for Drake May.
And okay, that's it. That's
right.
What I was asking. Yeah.
But he keeps tabs on like, oh, you're in the graveyard now. And he'll like say that, right? I wish Ovi did that with goalies and he just had 185 names in his yard at
this
point.
He needs like a farmhouse. There's so many acres to do it. This is one that I've actually did some research and figured out myself stat-wise. If you only took the games where Ovechkin has multiple goals – so that's 2 and 3, okay? You only took those. He would be 120th all-time in NHL history in goals. You see what I'm saying? Like, only the games where he scored multiple goals, he's borderline top 100 in the history of the – for anybody that's ever picked up a stick and played in the NHL. He's above great players who were awesome for a long time on the all-time goal-scoring list just in games where he's had multiple goals. The level of insanity of all this. This old man – this old man is just skating around at half speed of what he was 20 years ago, just potting hatties in his 40s. It's so stupid.
This white-haired guy.
Yes.
Remember when we used to talk about Alex Ovechkin being salt and pepper, but now he's just salt, basically?
Yep.
He's doing the thing again, by the way, the Alex Ovechkin thing.
Mm-hmm.
He has 6 goals in his last 4 games. He has 7 goals in his last 6 games. He's now within 4 goals of the NHL lead at 40 years old. Don't stop, man. Play forever. Last night, the story was actually Does he play a couple more years and go for 1,000? Now, I'm still thinking this will be the last ride, and at some point later this season he's going to say, I'm calling it, this will be the end of the road. But he is on the precipice now. If he continues to stay hot and you start climbing, and you're now one of the league leaders a month from now in goals of people saying, why? You're still scoring.
You're still scoring. I mean, the other part of – and listen, this is not an insult. This is a – it's a realization. Of course, he's not the same player he was a handful of years ago in terms of a complete game. But I've always felt he's an underrated passer. I've always felt that that was a skill set that nobody ever really paid attention to. And he passed Joe Sakic for 10th all-time at points, just kind of a way to back that up. But such a goal scorer extraordinaire. He doesn't fly around end-to-end the way that he used to. He doesn't have the speed or explosion, etc. Just a nose for the goal. And I know that's cliche, but that's what this is. That's what it's all about. It's the different ways. It's the pinpoint shots, the quick release, the deception in it. It doesn't get old. Just it's phenomenal to watch that guy figure out a different way to score than he was doing, 10 years ago.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. You're locked into the Fan. It's a Field Trip Friday on G&D. We're at Uptown Alley in Manassas. They got great food. I had some really good wings already at the bar. Come on out and kick it with us. Bring the family today. Happy hour, whatever you got planned. There's all kinds of cool things to do out here at Uptown Alley. There's bowling lanes. There's laser tag. And a arcade as well. We're going to talk college football and give away Wizards tickets in 40 minutes. Next, we're going to be a little facetious. Wrong answers only. We're going to have some fun with this. Without the Commanders playing on Sunday, and they can't lose a seventh straight game, what are you going to miss the most? Wrong answers only. Next on Grant and Dan.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Live from Uptown Alley in Manassas, we're Grant and Danny, and this is The Fan. We will be with you until 6:30 on site today, so as you get out of the office, come on out. If you're in the Manassas area, you're coming back from somewhere closer to the city, that's perfectly fine to listen to us on the commute and then swing in for a late drink, a little happy hour as we get ready to get off the air. We are giving away Wizards tickets on the air today, 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock over the phone lines. Bill Bender is going to talk college football at 3, and ahead of that conversation, we've got Wiz tickets. And then the Blitz at 4, we're giving those Wizards tickets away. There's also a chance for people to sign up and win Wizards tickets out here at Uptown Alley as well.
Right here live and in person. There's a little box, and I'm going to yell what's in the box. I'm going to do a 7-bit, and then it'll hopefully be your winning entry. So come on by, fill them out, and win.
7, who's one of the characters, I believe, in your favorite Netflix show, Stranger Things.
That is not correct. That is not correct.
I thought everyone's named a number in that show.
No, not everyone. Just a girl with some powers who was abducted and you know, had her identity stripped from her. Just a fascinating character. But no, you do you.
I caught some shrapnel for my Stranger Things take.
Yeah.
That I would never watch a show when there's a main character whose name is a number. Just, I'm out on that.
Which is such a strange line of demarcation for you.
Perfectly reasonable, I'd say.
Yeah, there's a tree that talks in one of the things you watched and liked. Just says, I am Groot, and you're like, yeah, that's fine.
Groot's silly, though.
Is he?
Yeah, Groot's pretty good.
He's talking tree. Says,
you know
who
loves Groot? My kids are all in. Mm-hmm. They watch the little Groot shorts, these little 4-minute Groot videos.
By the way, Lil Groot sounds like a terrible rapper that Ryan likes.
Lil Groot definitely has a song that made it big, and now he's got like 2 others that are coming on, and he's performing at Capital One Arena, and there's going to be, you know, 1,400 people in Ryan Clary.
First 90 seconds is him going, yeah. Yep. Yep, periodically.
If there's not a rapper named Lil Groot, you and I should become
just
the rapper.
Be a character called
named
Lil Groot.
Groot. Not like Lil Dicky, but Lil Groot.
Lil Groot.
I want to have a little fun with this, and I'm hoping our listeners are in the mood to do the same. Misery loves company,
yes.
So let's do this thing together. And also, if you can't poke fun at yourself, and you can't laugh rather than cry, then what really are we supposed to do for the rest of this season that has gone off the rails? So the Commanders don't play this weekend, thank God. They cannot lose. They cannot hurt you on Sunday. They will not be doing all of the things that annoy you and then finishing second. They've got a bye week. But I wanted to do a topic on the phones. We'll open them up at 800-636-1067 where we ask you, what will you miss the most about the Commanders not playing on Sunday? By them not having a game, what's the thing that would have happened that you will miss the most? And we're looking for wrong answers only. And so I'll give you an example at 800-636-1067 of something you might call to say. What will you miss the most with the Commanders not playing on Sunday? Danny, the thing I'm going to miss the most is Washington's defense being gifted a 2nd and 20 after a holding penalty. There was a holding penalty on 1st and 10. They are now in the catbird seat on 2nd and 20. You're going to have a 3rd and long. You can get off the field. You can get the ball back for your offense. Except they're going to play with a big cushion on 2nd and 20. They're going to give up an underneath throw with a catch and run. They'll rally and make the tackle after a 14-yard gain. And they're going to now allow a 3rd and gettable. So instead of a 2nd and 20 becoming the occasional, I don't know, 3rd and 20 because you broke up a pass and now the drive's over, or a 3rd and 15 because you played at the line of scrimmage and got someone on the ground. They gave up enough yards that now on 3rd down, the other team's probably going to move the chains anyway. The 2nd and a mile, where you give up almost all of the distance to then give back the advantage that you had, is the thing I will miss the most without the Commanders playing on Sunday. What will you miss most? 800-636-1067.
I want you to close your eyes. Only for a moment, the moment's gone. A team that's in no huddle. They run the most no huddle of anybody. I want you to picture a late substitution coming on. And the back judge, I think that's, maybe it's the umpire. I don't know. Not really. I don't care about those
umpire's
guys.
The white hat.
Yeah, so maybe it's the back judge. I don't know who it is. But there's a guy that's going to run up to the line of scrimmage and go, I'm the letter T. I'm the letter T. And no one can do anything until I'm not the letter T anymore. And everyone has to stand around and wait for a defensive player to shuffle off. Then a little bit of confusion. Oh, there's some confusion. Where do I line up? Do we have enough time? We can't get the check-in. Timeout. Oh, I'm going to miss it so bad this weekend. Is it a game where I need those timeouts later? Probably. Am I squandering one on the first drive of the second half? You bet your sweet ass I am. Get rid of that timeout. Shoot it into the sun. I want to see that referee say, I'm the letter T and no one's allowed to do anything. And then it turned into a timeout for Washington. Just an unbelievable show of ineptitude that they don't belong at this level. I'm going to miss that.
Rite of passage.
I'm going to miss it.
To watch a game on a Sunday this season.
I'm going to miss it.
I got one for you.
Oh.
What will you miss the most about the Commanders not having a game on Sunday? Wrong answers only on Grant and Danny, live from Uptown Alley in Manassas. The thing I will miss the most, without getting to watch them this weekend?
Yep.
The critical early second half 51-yard field goal attempt to make it a real close game that they will miss. And you'll know as they're lining up, even though they have a new kicker now, because they've gone from Matt Gay, who can't make field goals from 50-plus,
sure. Right. Yeah.
To another guy in Jake Moody, who has struggled immensely in his career at making field goals from 50-plus. But it's a 51-yarder. It's not a 61-yarder. So this is one of those field goals that everyone else in the league right now makes looks like child's play. 51 is the new 43. You just go out. You line up. You kick it. It goes not only through the uprights, but it splits the difference. Right down the heart of the plate. You know, you get the tip of the back end of home plate because you just split it in half down the uprights. And by the way, it's got 10 to 12 yards to spare.
Plenty of room to spare.
Unless it's Brandon Aubrey or Cam Little or one of these dudes who can hit from 70. Then it's just got 27 yards to spare. But from 51, it's that missed field goal that makes you feel like it's still 1994. And 51 is the longest field goal known to man. I'm going to miss knowing as they line up for the long field goal, even though everyone else would drill this, my team doesn't have a shot.
One more for me? Is that okay? Can I do one more?
Yeah, go for it.
Referee reaches down to his right hip, hits that little button that says, I'm talking to everybody now. False start, number 86 offense, 5-yard penalty, repeat first down. Veteran Day off for everybody. The thing I'm going to miss is not the false start. I'm not going to miss the false start. You know what I'm going to miss?
What will you miss?
The little clap that Zach Ertz does after the false start. Oh, I messed that one up. You did, buddy. You did, 35-year-old. You screwed up again. Have another day off. Rest up. Put your feet up. Relax. Relax. Don't move. Don't strain yourself. You're older. You don't have much burst left. Probably really sore and tired. Like Danny is. I played some basketball last night. Both my Achilles tendons are hurting. My knees are barking. I should have a couple of veteran rest days. I'm going to miss that low clap after the false start, which happens again and again and again. I'll miss it.
I don't know how I would know this, because certainly you wouldn't have told us before the show three times. A little birdie said you might have hit a game winner or two last night.
Yeah, I did too. We played three games with the boys, and good games. The last week, we were tired. The guys were in better shape. The other team was. We still came back, though. Jason hit a couple big buckets.
Wow.
And, you know, when it was tied, when it was time to end it, you know, who the closer is. Old Rivera is over here. Took a screen, little hesitation dribble because I hit a couple threes. Sucked the defender out. One hard dribble. Rise, fire, mid-range, Hamilton, good. Let's shake hands all around.
And I know what the people are thinking. They're like, well, obviously a grown-up wouldn't be telling everyone about his pickup basketball game the night before on the show call. So how do you know, Grant? There's a website. There was a game story written about it. Danny definitely didn't over-talk about it all day long as if it was a high school state championship game. But, there's a website. I'll give you the link if you guys want it. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. Gary is in Fredericksburg. What's up, Gary? How are you?
What do you say, gentlemen? Happy Friday.
Hey, buddy.
And to you, what will you miss most without the Commanders playing on Sunday? Wrong answers only.
What I would miss the most is when the other team throws a long touchdown pass or even something over the middle and they gain a bunch of yards and all of our corners and safeties just hold their arms to the side up in the air like, hey, who was supposed to get that guy or point fingers? You were supposed to get this guy. They do it every game.
I know that little sequence there.
I know that one.
It's like, was that you or was that me? Or the one guy's like, dude, what are you thinking? That was your responsibility.
That's the Josh Norman shrug and point.
Yeah.
That is cut across multiple regimes. That is a staple now of Washington football.
Well, it's a staple for every bad secondary.
Oh, that's what they have in common?
You give the big explosive play up, these chunk yardage explosives, and you want to let everybody know. You got two options.
Yep.
You either peel off so you're not in the screen when the guy scores.
Uh-huh.
That's number one. Or number two, if you are in the screen, you got to do the big pointing. Like, that's not me, that's you. That way Grant and Danny, when they're sitting at home, know that wasn't on
me. Well, I know it wasn't on that guy.
We'll take some thoughts and some calls on this next at 800-636-1067. No Commanders game on Sunday. They cannot hurt you this weekend. What will you miss the most? Wrong answers only on G&D. We are live from Uptown Alley in Manassas. If you're in the area, come on out here and hang out with us. Really cool location. We'll be here for four more hours until 6:30 on The Fan.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What will you miss most with the Commanders not playing Sunday? Wrong answers only is what we're doing right now on Grant and Danny. Welcome back. We are out and about and on the road. Uptown Alley, such a cool venue out here in Manassas. You can come out here and bowl. They've got an arcade. They've got laser tag. There's a mall attached. Nothing you can't do. We'll be here until 6:30. The thing I am most sad about not getting to see this weekend without the Commanders playing is after the holding penalty on the opponent to get ahead of the sticks defensively, second and 20, on the verge of a third and a mile and punting, the second and 20, 16 yards that Washington would allow with a big cushion to set up a third and very manageable four. Ugh, I'm going to miss that on Sunday, Danny.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm going to miss the false start by Zach Ertz and the clap that he does because you know he messed up, but he still gets vet days off. I'm going to miss the I'm a letter T official thing where they can't run a play and have to burn a timeout.
Phones are packed. Let's get to them. Bernie, in Potomac Falls, what will you miss most with the Commanders' idol this weekend?
Yeah, I'll miss sitting watching the game with my family, and then somehow a 60-yard touchdown happens against us, where the defense looks awful, and my son will grab the remote, click to red zone, and then I'll get to watch it three times again on red zone with the rest of the nation. I will not miss that.
The random, thank you for the call, 60-yard touchdown. That is inevitable and will happen at some point. Is it Bijan on a dump off? Is it CeeDee Lamb because two DBs ran into each other?
And this is not a red zone possession, but I'll take it here now. Scott Hansen on red zone. This is a, look at this, a deep touchdown at the expense of Washington for the 418th time this year. No bathroom breaks.
Is it a tight end who can't be tackled, just rumbling, Tucker Kraft? How's it going to happen?
It's a deep crossing route. Look out for it.
Let's go to Tailgate Ted on line two. Back from Madrid. Tailgate, it looked like you had a heck of a time, man.
It was a good time, boys. Only thing missing was you two. How you guys doing?
Next time. It looks like we're going to get another shot here. We'll talk about this later, but the Commanders are losing a home game because they're going international again next year. There was a report in The Athletic today, so maybe Danny and I are to fly across the pond next time.
Right. I'll sit in the middle with you guys, man, any day. Let's go.
Love it.
So for this weekend, man, I'm going to miss my Twitter timeline being flooded with Eagles and Bears fans asking how the Hard Rock was after we lose. I usually spend about an hour and a half of my day just muting trolls after every Commander's loss.
The troll
job.
Yeah,
we had a lot of them this year. So it's been sad, man. I'm going to miss this.
Look, Ted, I got to tell you, man.
That's such a good
I'm not going to sit here. First of all, incredible zing. Great awareness. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like we are real celebrities or we deal with the flack of, you know, some, like, politician or movie star or whatever.
Oh, man.
But there's a little bit of welcome to our world there for Ted.
Yeah.
Where you're just trying to exist.
Just living your life. Just love a football team.
All you want to do is just live.
That's
and no one will
bit,
let
Ted.
You do it. Appreciate the call, buddy. As always.
Tip of the cap. Buddy.
I had the audacity as a radio show host who does 22 and a half hours of radio.
Yeah. I do that too.
For months leading up to the draft to have the opinion of a guy that I thought the team should draft. Now, I happen to think that there were other good quarterbacks, too. I don't dislike any other quarterbacks. As soon as they drafted another quarterback, I very calmly said, they got a really good option. This is their franchise quarterback. This is exciting. But because I had the nerve to promote another guy leading up to the draft before they drafted someone else and still enjoy watching that guy play football as someone who loves consuming football and quality quarterback play, I'm a jackass.
Mm.
And I'm somehow a jerk because of it.
Mm.
So, yeah, I get the whole trolling thing. That mute button is your friend, my friend. Trust me on that. Let's go to Steve in Houston on line three. Hello, Steve. How
What's
are
up,
you?
What's up, Steve?
What's up, fellas? It's been a minute. Your Major Tutty boy checking in with you.
What's up, man?
Oh, Major Tutty. You love
yeah,
Major
remember
Tutty.
The whole diabetic thing? What was that, the year before last or whatever?
Yeah, the diabetic pig.
Diabetic pig, dude.
He gave us the zing that we still use.
My man. You know what I'm going to miss, bro? I'm going to miss seeing Quan Martin miss a tackle.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You're good for a couple of those every week.
It's the angle. It's the bad angle, Steve.
Are you going to miss Major Tutty at all? Sounds like he might.
No, he won't.
But here's what I wanted to ask him. It sounds like he's gone.
Uh-huh.
When he was upset about Major Tutty, Major Tutty looked a little more like me. He had a gut. You know, he had to go to his doctor to get some blood tests
done.
Yeah,
he was soft bodies.
Is he pre-diabetic?
Yeah, who knows?
Is he on cholesterol pills? Like, what are we doing? Now he's rock solid.
He went to like, Ozempic, Tutty. That's what happened.
Tutty was getting the GLP shots. He was dropping the LBs, right? And he's been working out. So I think Steve's probably more on board now. Let's go to Anthony and Calvert. Anthony, the Commanders can't hurt you this weekend. What will you miss most? Wrong answers only.
Oh, man, you guys got me tied up. You know, I'm going to miss the mean mugging, the stalk walking, you know, the flexing like you got a vibroweight in each arm after you make a tackle 18 yards down the field for another first down. I'm going to miss that.
The LaRon Landry, yeah.
How about the touchdown dance when you're down by four touchdowns?
Oh, that's a good one, too, isn't it?
You got the garbage time score, and you go, this is my chance to do a big jig.
I've never been here before. How do I behave?
Mark in Bethesda, you're on Grant and Danny. What are you going to miss on Sunday?
Hey, guys, longtime listener, first-time caller. I absolutely love the show.
And hit that hooray! Hit that hooray! Hit that hooray!
Well, Jim Zorn loves
from
you.
From Bethesda!
And the from yeah. Bethesda. Wow. Boom, that's what I'm talking about.
Can I say Darius
yeah.
is on it today?
That's how we do it.
Both clips back-to-back? No hesitation?
No hesitation.
Wow.
Love it. Love it. So the thing I'm going to miss is the secondary getting torched up and down the field. They finally come up with one measly pass defense, and they strut around. This is exactly what you guys were talking about with finding the end zone when you're down by four and then you flex. It's like, oh, my God, you've been torched. You have flames going up and down your back, but you're going to strut around like you're the second coming of Rod Woodson or Steve Atwater.
No, they're the Legion
whatever.
Of Boom. It's 2.0 Legion of Boom, man, on that play at least.
Like the this particular pass is incomplete.
Right.
All the self-congratulation.
Well, while we're on it, how about something I'll miss on Sunday is the opposing quarterback's line 317 yards, three touchdowns, no picks, and a quarterback rating of 123.6. Let's go to Max, who's in Rockville on G&D. Max, what are you going to miss most? Wrong answers only.
Hey, what's up, guys? First time caller here, man. Long time fan.
Oh, I appreciate
you know,
smoking
that. Smoking
them out today. Hit that!
Oh, that's great. But now, guys, two things I'm going to miss dearly is, you know, Marshawn Lattimore getting 1,001 flags and then getting angry at the other team. You know, I'm just definitely going to miss that every weekend. And another thing I'm going to miss is Von Miller being this great player we all know and love. I mean, he was a great pickup for us. And, you know, he's been killing it. It's like I'm watching the cat for the ghost out there, guys. I mean, what is going on with him this year? It's like, why is he plus 450 for a sack on DraftKings? I mean, this is ridiculous.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's tough.
Future Hall of Famer.
Yep, that's a gold jacket.
Here's the problem.
Yep.
And this is my honest answer because that's a funny line. He's now not being used like he needs to be used. He is now playing on a lot of first and second downs, defending the run. And so you're not getting third down pass rusher Von Miller with juice like you should. He's getting more snaps than he probably should in down in distances that he probably shouldn't. What's his sack total right now?
5.
I mean, so he's going to end up very likely around like 8, 8.5 sacks, which is not a terrible thing as a situational
used guy. But you're watching, you know.
Of course.
Right? Like, and again, it's unfortunate. We talk about this all the time. This is my Reed Doughty corollary. It's not his fault that's who he is. But for Von Miller, he should be your third or fourth pass rusher.
Yeah.
Who should be supplementing, coming in, playing 25, 30 snaps a game in pass rushing situations. And, you know, as a fresh guy, can offer more maybe than your typical starter.
And he's getting chipped and protection slid toward him.
And that's not – now, 10 years ago, you go, that doesn't matter. He's a superstar. That's not who he is anymore.
Bill Bender covers college football, Danny. Next, we're going to talk to him about Maryland keeping Mike Locksley,
ooh,
Virginia Tech hiring James Franklin, JMU having a game against Washington State as a ranked team this weekend, and the rest of the big games in college football. Also, we're giving away Wizards tickets as soon as we come back right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.